Chapter 8. Control Your Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm bears the same relationship to your PMA and your progress towards success as gasoline to a car's engine. It is the fuel that drives things forward. In working on your PMA, you will learn to control your mind. The same control can be used on your enthusiasm, so that it is continually fed into the cylinders of your mental engine, where it is ignited by the spark of your definite purpose and explodes, pushing the pistons of applied faith and personal initiative. Enthusiasm is power. With faith, it can transform adversity, failure, and temporary defeat into action. This transmutation depends on your control of your thoughts, for they can just as easily be expressed negatively as positively. By controlling your enthusiasm, you can change any negative expressions and experiences into positive ones. The next chapter on self-discipline will further strengthen your ability to do this. The benefits of controlled enthusiasm. Controlled enthusiasm has many positive effects. As you develop it, you will, 1, increase the intensity of your thinking and imagination. 2, acquire a pleasing and convincing tone of voice. 3, reduce the drudgery in your work. 4, have a more attractive personality. 5, gain self-confidence. 6, strengthen your mental and physical health. 7, build your personal initiative. 8, overcome physical and mental fatigue more easily. 9, spread your enthusiasm to others. Enthusiasm stimulates your subconscious mind in much the same way that PMA does. By filling your conscious mind with enthusiasm, you impress upon your subconscious that your burning obsession and your plan for obtaining it are certain things. When your conscious enthusiasm dims, your subconscious will be there, full of images of your success, to help you stoke your conscious fires of enthusiasm once again. The dangers of uncontrolled enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, as I have said, is like gasoline. Properly employed, it can do magnificent things. But if you spill it about carelessly, you run the risk of a catastrophe. One danger is that your enthusiasm can lead you to monopolize conversation. If you do nothing but talk about yourself, people will tune you out, forget anything worthwhile that you have to say, and refuse to offer you aid and advice when you seek it. How gladly do you suffer bores? You must also take care that your enthusiasm does not cloud your judgment. Don't reveal your plan to competitors because you think it's so good. If you can see its value, so will others. Don't rush ahead when your plans for your definite purpose call for resources or circumstances that have not appeared. And don't let your enthusiasm find expression in the wrong things, like roulette wheels or the racetrack. It's fine to enjoy diversions, which bring other benefits, like relaxing fishing trips or mind-broadening reading. But if you pour all your enthusiasm into these things, you won't have any left for your definite major purpose, and soon you won't have the resources for your diversions either.